KSRNU. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Virginia has certified John McGuire as the primary winner over noted conservative Congressman Bob Good.
The Virginia State Board of Elections has certified the apparent defeat of Republican Congressman Bob Good, one of America's most conservative congressmen, to a challenger endorsed by former President Donald Trump in Virginia's June 18th primaries. Good says he will seek a recount now that the state has declared his opponent, State Senator John McGuire, the winner of the primary in Virginia's 5th congressional district. State law allows Good to request a recount because his margin of defeat is less than a percentage point, but he will be required to pay for it. Last week, the Associated Press declared the race too close to call. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republicans are using President Biden's weak performance in last week's debate to go after vulnerable Democrats up for re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
Over the weekend, Republicans released an ad featuring earlier comments from Democrats stating they were confident in Joe Biden's mental acuity, juxtaposed to scenes of him stumbling during the debate. Republicans are hoping to connect with voters who increasingly indicate they have doubts about Biden's mental health. Only 34% of respondents to a Harvard Caps Harris poll described Biden as mentally fit. 74% agreed that he is, quote, showing he is too old to be president. Bob Agnew reporting.
The White House says President Biden will meet with Democratic lawmakers and governors and sit for a network TV interview in the coming days as he pushes back against growing pressure to step aside in the 2024 race. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden wants to turn the page after the outcry over his shaky performance in last week's debate against Republican Donald Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow by 162 points. This is SRN News. Christians, talk about perception.
Lifeway Research has released a new poll that indicates 53% of believers think most Americans have a positive perception of Christians. However, the survey also finds that 69% of Christians fear that the country's perception of them is gradually getting worse. And why might that be? Two-thirds of believers say the perception of Christians is getting worse because more and more Americans are quitting the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church. There are growing divisions in that church. This is SRN News. Texas plans to double a state fund aimed at expanding the power grid.
Demand for electricity is expected to nearly double over the next 6 years. Governor Greg Abbott says the state will look to boost the Texas Energy Fund from $5 billion to $10 billion. The fund was approved by voters to offer low-interest loans to incentivize development of new gas-fueled power plants. The announcement follows a new prediction by the state's main grid operator that electricity needs will have to provide nearly double the amount of power it currently supplies by 2030. John Scott report.
Swaths of California are sweltering, and things are only expected to get worse during the 4th of July holiday week for parts of the U.S., with nearly 90 million people under heat alerts. Forecasters say Tuesday that the torrid conditions are being caused by a ridge of high pressure just off the West Coast. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.